WRGW with another in-game report. 8:24 left to go in the first half. Memphis with a 23-16 lead. Jeff, what have you seen so far that has led to the Memphis lead?
Well, out of the gates, I really like that the strategy of GW was to pound it down low, get to the blocks with the bigs. Isaiah Armwood and Kevin Larson had the majority of the points, and they had 10 points in the paint before the first media timeout. However, they've had none since that time, about the last 8 minutes. They've gone to more outside shooting, kind of shooting from the wings, and they haven't been hitting their shots. On the flip side, Memphis, you know, they haven't been gangbusters either. They're shooting 50%, 8 of 16. They're only 4 of 11 from beyond the arc, but they're hitting shots when they need to, and that's the reason they have the 7-point lead. Furthermore, GW's just turning the ball over a little too much. They need to settle down and try to take care of that basketball.
The 1-3-1 wasn't working very well with a few GW players not in the game yet. We haven't seen Keith and Savage. Maurice Creek had to go out for a little bit there. And the 1-3-1 really suffered because of it. A lot of open three-pointers for the Memphis shooters. So far, 4 of those. GW hasn't hit a single three-point shot yet. George Washington going forward. I think we mentioned it in our little pregame report. I think Kevin Larson is going to be key down there.
Yeah, he's going to be huge. He's 3 of 3 from the field thus far. And really, he was a focal point of the offense early. They've gotten away from him. I don't know why. That was seemed to be working. They seem to be getting the better of the Memphis bigs. I don't like that they've gone away from the strategy. I feel they need to get back to that kind of bread and butter of their offense. Get back down to the blocks, inside the paint in this last 8 minutes or so before halftime if they want to cut this deficit down. Right now, they've dug themselves a hole, which is exactly what I was worried about in the pregame. They cannot afford to let this deficit get any larger.
More things we mentioned in the pregame show. Memphis, 7 points off of turnovers so far. George Washington with just 2. Also, the offensive rebounding battle, 6-1 in favor of Memphis right now. Really crushing the boards and making GW pay for not boxing out.
Yeah, really, and it's going to be something that GW's going to have to watch out for. A few of those rebounds they gave up, they just kind of fell asleep, left some lanes to the hoop open. Nemanja Mikic especially got burned on a couple of those, and if he's going to get a lot more minutes out here, he's going to have to do a lot better job on the glass. But really, they got to shore up, make sure that they're getting the help from their fellow teammates out there, or else it's going to be a long night.
He's Jeff Pauling. I'm Tim Reardon. We are here covering George Washington men's basketball in the NCAA tournament, round of 64, second round, number 9, George Washington against number 8, Memphis. We will join you once again right at the very start of halftime. Look for our recorded update about midway through halftime for some stats, and we will analyze what George Washington has done in the first half and what they need to do in the second half going forward. Thanks to tuning in. Again, follow us more on Twitter at WRGW Sports.